Welcome to Wells Daily Devotions from whataboutjesus.com. Matthew chapter 9, beginning with verse 37, to chapter 10, verse 1. Then Jesus said to his disciples, "The harvest is plentiful, but the workers are few. Ask the Lord of the harvest, therefore, to send out workers into his harvest field." He called his 12 disciples to him, and gave them authority to drive out evil spirits and to heal every disease and sickness. Jesus had great compassion for the lost. He saw them as sheep who were harassed and helpless. He also considered them a harvest ripe for gathering. Out of great love for them, he invited his disciples to pray for workers to go into this harvest field. One can imagine the disciples praying like there was no tomorrow. In anticipation, they may have even wondered who will finally go. In a remarkable twist, Jesus said, "The answer is you. You will go and gather the harvest." It is possible the disciples never considered they would be the answer to their divinely invited prayer. It is equally possible I don't consider myself to be the answer either. At my Savior's invitation, I pray. I pray for the good news of forgiveness to be proclaimed. I pray for it to work effectively and powerfully. I pray that workers will always be there to do the work. I just don't consider I might be the answer to my prayer. Jesus helps me understand I am suited and equipped to tell people about his love. I know his love well because I have experienced it firsthand. When I was lost, condemned under the burden of my sin, Jesus rescued me. When I was sentenced to eternal punishment because of my rebellion, through Jesus, God declared me not guilty. When I deserved to be rejected and separated from him for all time, Jesus called me to be his own. Now, as I go through life, his gospel assures me of the forgiveness of sins and helps me grow in my understanding and appreciation for his great love. Not only am I equipped to pray for workers, it is also clear I am equipped to be a worker. This is why I earnestly pray for the Lord to send workers into the harvest field. It is also why I delight to know an answer to my prayer is me. O gracious Savior, I rejoice to know your undeserved love for the lost. I also rejoice to know you have called and equipped me to share that love with others who are lost. Amen. Thank you for listening. For more devotions, please go online to whataboutjesus.com and click on Daily Devotions. God bless your day.